start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, it's Friday, so you already know that this is going to be a Safety FM mini episode.
You're listening to Safety FM Min.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moments. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Well, hello and welcome to Safety FM Mini. This is Jay Allen. Hopefully everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are rolling into the weekend. Some people tend to make that a big deal. I don't know why. I always look at it as that if you love what you do, you don't really have to look forward to whatever days you're off, but that's a whole other story. We can get into that at another time. Anyways, I've been thinking about this and said, hey, let's talk about this real quick because, you know, we tend to do work all the time and tend to actually have interactions with people that sometimes don't really understand what you do, and we don't understand what they do, so it's quite interesting. But have you worked inside of an organization where the leadership does not understand what needs to be done next? Yes, I did say that out loud, so don't worry about it. I did say it. But yes, the aspects of the work that you do, they do not understand. And they think that based on information that they've heard or so on, that that's what should be able to proceed forward with, and truly not have an understanding on some of the impact that what you do will cause inside of the organization to move to a different direction. And now I know that this kind of sounds kind of a little offish when you start thinking about it, but let's think about it for a moment. When you sit back and think about how you're trying to change your organization, how frequently are you questioned about the work that you do? Does anybody understand the work that you do as well as you do inside of the organization? I'm just asking the question here because it always becomes one of those interesting things that when people start talking about the world of safety, the world of what you and I do, sometimes people tend to have a hard understanding on what exactly what we do and how we do it. So how do you handle those situations? How do you actually move forward when it comes to those particular situations? Now, sometimes it's just a good time to take a moment, go back for a few minutes, and all of a sudden rethink about what has gone on till that point. Have a conversation and explain it to leadership as long as they are able to use the same language as they would be able to understand. Because here's the thing, if we start using some of that safety lingo, they're not going to get it. So sometimes you have to make sure that you understand business terms for when you speak to people inside of that C-suite. Sometimes some of the people that are in middle management. So that's something I wanted to bring up today for us to talk about. Anyways, I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, and until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.